Hello, welcome to The Update. I'm Susie Thompson. A trial date has been set for Donald Trump in the so-called hush money case. The presidential candidate will be in court from the 15th of April, accused of paying hush money to a porn star before the 2016 presidential election. Today was also the deadline for the 77-year-old to post a $454 million bond over fraud allegations. That's been reduced to $175 million, and Trump has 10 days to come up with the cash. A bushfire at Waroona, south of Perth, has been downgraded to watch and act after it ignited at a campground on Saturday. Three homes, five units and 3,000 hectares of land have been destroyed. A man is being treated for cuts and hypothermia after being trapped underground for 3 days in Brisbane's stormwater system. News Corp is reporting the man was looking for a lost phone in the inner suburb of Kangaroo Point. A resident heard screaming from underground and raised the alarm with emergency services. Two Sydney AFLW players have been charged with drug possession. The Swans confirming to News Corp the club was aware two female footballers had been found with an illicit substance believed to be cocaine during the off-season in December. Sport and entertainment are next. In sport, Roosters star Sam Walker has been cleared to play in Thursday night's NRL game against the Panthers. The 21-year-old was initially diagnosed with a Category 1 concussion against Souths. That's a mandatory 11-day stand-down, but the NRL has downgraded that to a Category 2. Demons defender Stephen May will miss only 1 week of AFL footy after being hospitalised with an impact injury at the weekend. Scans have revealed two broken ribs. In entertainment news, Rebel Wilson has named Sacha Baron Cohen as the star trying to threaten her over her memoir. The Aussie actress claims she's being bullied after claiming she'd dedicate a whole chapter to him to expose his behaviour. Wilson and Baron Cohen starred together in 2016 film The Brothers Grimsby. And Sir Elton John is celebrating his 77th birthday and shows no signs of slowing down any further. Even though he's stopped touring and performing live, he has a new musical, Tammy Faye, opening on Broadway in October. And there's also talk he's working on a new album. And that is the latest from the Nova podcast team. We'll see you later on for another update. I'm Susie Thompson.